This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520, blanketing 17 states and much of Canada. Backed by popular demand, we have the popular, young, bright Erie County Republican Chairman Michael Crocker. He was elected chairman of the Erie County Republican Committee in 2022. As chair, he is committed to re-energizing the grassroots of his committee and growing the Republican Party across Erie County. He did a wonderful job of leading the Western New York Republicans at the National Republican Convention, where he made a big mark for Erie County in Milwaukee. He's a big pro-Trump supporter, and if you remember the old TV ad, Where's the Beef? It seems to be a complaint about the Democratic Party because they talk about joy and all this electricity, but inflation's around 4%. People can't afford to buy a house. They can't afford to buy a car. They can't afford to buy bacon in the grocery store. So let's talk about Donald Trump, his motivation, his excitement, and his policies. Michael Crocker.
Well, Brian, first, thank you for having me on. I want to thank your listeners for tuning in today. It's always good to be with you on this show. Here, as we're sitting down talking, we are 76 days out from Election Day, arguably the most important election in the history of the United States. And the current Democratic National Convention is going on. And last night, the Democrats nominated a candidate in Kamala Harris who has not won a single Democratic primary. She has not articulated any policy positions. She refuses to meet with the national media, and she refuses to take any responsibility for the failings of the Biden-Harris administration, where she served as the border czar. We certainly know the disaster that we're seeing at the southern border. And contrast that with Donald Trump, who in 4 years as president secured our southern border. He had our economy rocking and rolling, and he had our international enemies running scared. He's got a proven record of making America great, and in just four short years, Joe Biden has undone all of that success. It's time to put Donald Trump back in the White House so he can return America's greatness that we had under his 4 years as president.
Let's talk about those 14.6 million people who voted for Joe Biden. We keep hearing from the Democrats the last 6 months about saving democracy. How is it democracy when this woman did not win one vote in the primaries and now she's coronated as the presidential candidate? Isn't it a coup d'etat? How is that democratic when she didn't get one vote?
All their talk about saving democracy is plain hypocrisy. They only care about securing their own power and their own authority on the national stage. And here, as we sit in New York State, it's the same playbook that Democrats in New York State have used to not only tighten their grip around the state capitol in Albany, but dismantle our state's top court by taking over the Court of Appeals. So, you know, Democrats love to chastise Republicans about being anti-democracy. They've undone the will of 14.6 million primary voters who chose Joe Biden as their nominee. They chased out the leader of the free world, supposedly, and chased him off the ticket, Nancy Pelosi, threatening to embarrass Joe Biden. And it wasn't about what's best for the country. It was about what is best for the Democratic Party establishment. And anybody who tells you any different is lying to the American people.
Let's put on your other hat, and you're wearing a beautiful vest for Rob Ort, and I like him very much, and my boss, John Katsimatidis, thinks the world of him. He's a veteran, he's a fighter, he's down to earth, he's a no-nonsense guy, and you're trying to pick up some Senate seats statewide. We blanket all of New York State. Where are some seats that Rob Ort can pick up? Where are we?
Yeah, well, first, just to back up, you know, the Senate Republicans had held the majority in Albany for almost 100 years, save a few years in the early 2010s. And under that, we had balanced leadership. We had common sense in Albany. Nothing got too crazy. In the 6 years that the Democrats have been in charge, our state has been under one-party control, and they have advanced a pro-criminal agenda They have exploded state spending, and they have advanced radical social policy that is making people flee the state. Rob Ward, who serves as our Senate Republican leader and was elected to that position in 2020, is leading the charge as one of New York's top Republican leaders to end one-party rule in Albany and bring balance back to the state capitol. As he said it and I've said it, this election here in New York isn't so much Republican versus Democrat. It's common sense versus insanity. And what one-party rule in Albany is doing is insane. So we have great opportunities this November to end the supermajority in the state Senate in Albany. We've got seats in Syracuse, in the lower Hudson Valley, in the southern tier on Long Island, and even in New York City that we believe are pickup opportunities. And when you think about why is the Republican Party competing in the boroughs of New York City, it's because those folks are on the forefront of the violent crime wave where you can't even feel safe going onto the subway system or walking down the streets of Manhattan without being attacked by a violent criminal who's probably a repeat offender who's been let out of jail by the soft-on-crime policies of New York Democrats. And under Kamala Harris, they want to take these kind of radical policies and make them national policies so that they'll be coming to communities all across your listenership.
Let's switch to the Assembly seat. We're very happy for Mr. Norris, Mike Norris, who now will be a Supreme Court Justice, a wonderful man, but it leaves an empty seat, which I believe the Democrat is unopposed, which probably hurts you because it is a Republican turf there. You've got some law and order people running, especially against Monica Wallace, who seems to be playing Santa Claus with the state tax dollar. Every week we see $20,000 or $30,000 going in her district of public money. Let's talk about the Assembly seats. Why do you have a lot of law and order people, a lot of police men running for office, for Assembly? Let's talk about the Assembly.
Yeah, first, just to clarify, in that 144th seat where Mike Norris is going to be running for State Supreme, we will be able to replace Mike on the ballot.
Will.
We expect to fill a Republican and conservative on the ballot and announce that this week. But we do have outstanding, talented law and order candidates running in a number of Assembly seats. In the Cheektowaga, Lancaster, Buffalo seat, we have a gentleman named Pat Kledzinski, a lieutenant in the Cheektowaga Police Department, somebody who served his country overseas in the United States Army, and who has a young family that he's raising right here in Western New York. And he's running against somebody who will say something during election season that she supports public safety, but in the 2 years that she's been in Albany, just this past session, she's done nothing.
She's been for cashless bail. She
supported cashless bail, supported all these catch-and-release policies that are making our communities less safe. And then in the South Buffalo, Orchard Park, Lackawanna, West Seneca, we have a gentleman named Mark Priori who serves as a corrections officer for our sheriff's department. And this is, you know, Mark's experience, I think, is important today, as we've seen a number of instances just locally where corrections officers have been sent to the hospital at Collins Correctional in Southern Erie County. 14 corrections officers were sent to the hospital, and their families didn't know if they were going to survive because
that's
we've made
fentanyl.
We believe it's fentanyl, yeah. But ultimately there's a number of policies, including the HALT Act that Democrats have passed that have made prisons and jails unsafe for our corrections officers. And it's because Albany politicians and the far left Democrats believe we should be doing more to make the world safer for criminals and lawbreakers at the expense of our corrections officers, our law enforcement, our first responders. It's the upside down, and it's why we talk about common sense versus insanity. I don't think any average New Yorker believes we should be making the job of the folks who protect us more difficult.
We're speaking with the gifted Erie County Republican Chairman Mike Crocker. Let's talk a little bit more about that Cheektowaga seat. It's heavily Polish, probably 80% Roman Catholic, and Monica Wallace pushes for late-term abortion, which is against the Catholic faith. Isn't that difficult for her to overcome that in a Polish Catholic district?
Well, I certainly think it's an extreme position, and one that, you know, that was one of the first things that Democrats did when they took over total control of Albany is pass legislation codifying late-term abortion, which there are folks in Western New York who are on the spectrum of their positions on abortion rights, pro-choice New Yorkers, pro-life New Yorkers. There are very, very few New Yorkers who support the radical policy of late-term abortion, allowing abortion up to the moment of birth. That is an extreme position, and it's one that the lines that she's carrying, the Working Families Party, the Democratic Party line, have fully embraced. And she's going to attempt to, no doubt, make abortion an issue in this election. I would have her look in the mirror and explain to voters why the party's platforms that, or the parties that she's running on their lines with, support extreme late-term abortion policies.
Now, her opponent is a Polish Catholic. Is he against late-term abortion?
I haven't talked to Pat specifically about that issue, but I would be confident because it's an extreme position and he's proudly running on the Republican and conservative line that he would oppose that abhorrent practice of late-term abortion.
Yeah, I think 80% of the American and European public oppose late-term abortion in the last 3 months, which Monica Wallace supports. Our guest today is Michael Crocker, chairman of the Erie County Republican Committee. Young, energetic, bright guy. I'd like to thank those who've called regarding our recent guest, Jim Lewicki, president of the Polish American Congress, Michael's boss, Ed Cox, New York State Republican chairman, and Ambassador Ronald Gidwitz. Coming up, we're going to have former Governor George Pataki, my old boss, on this program with a current boss of mine, John Katsimatidis. Preston Byrne will also be on talking about the importance of freedom of speech. A little plug here. Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the AMPO Legal has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the AMPO Legal. The AMPO Legal is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454. You have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. A little more information about Michael Crocker. He spent his career in service to the Republican Party, a former executive director of the Erie County Republican Committee, and a senior congressional aide. Michael Crocker has served in Republican leadership positions at the local, state, and federal levels. He's brought a new high level of energy and commitment to the chairmanship of the Erie County Republican Committee. Let's talk about another man. He seems to be well-funded, comes from a prominent family, James Gardner, running for DA. He came to the salute where you were honored by the Amherst Republican Committee the other night at Romeo and Juliet's. Let's talk about James Gardner, how he's going to reform the Erie County DA's office.
Yeah, James gives us a very exciting opportunity to pick up a seat that Republicans have not held outright since the 80s. Since then, we have had Democratic district attorneys, sometimes those who have run with Republican support, but never a Republican conservative DA in the last 40 years. James Gardner is an extraordinarily qualified individual who currently serves as confidential law clerk to County Court Judge Ken Case. He has worked in the district attorney's office. He's a long background in public safety, and he has a message that I believe resonates with voters at this point in time. He has talked about making crime illegal again in Erie County. And what a crazy thing to have to say in a race where you would think that the district attorney and that anybody would support making crime illegal. But the soft on crime policies here in New York have trickled down to the local level, and we've seen a rise in violent crime, a rise in catch and release, a rise in car thefts and other crimes because criminals feel emboldened. And I think under James Gardner's administration, criminals will know that when they break the law, they will be prosecuted, and there will be a district attorney's office that will do everything in their power to keep criminals who belong in jail and not let them out on the streets. He's got a very aggressive campaign, a strong campaign team, and we believe with the Republican and conservative parties united behind his candidacy, we have a historic opportunity to win back the district attorney's office for the first time in a long time and elect James Gardner our next DA.
In the last 2 months, it seems there were some loose and sloppy activities at the Erie County DA office with an assistant DA who was involved in crimes himself, drug usage. Is there somebody running that office now?
Well, as I heard James say it the other day, the district attorney's office should be prosecuting criminals, not hiring criminals. Unfortunately, under the, you know, the loose administration of the current district attorney, we welcomed in somebody who was working directly with some of the most abhorrent gangs in the city of Buffalo, somebody who's putting poisonous drugs onto our streets. This person had a friend and ally in the district attorney's office. We don't need allies of criminals in the district attorney's office. We need the enemies of criminals in the district attorney's office. Somebody, DAs and ADAs, who are going to prosecute criminals. There are individuals out on the streets today who are poisoning our children and young Western New Yorkers with drugs, with fentanyl. There's violence, there's shootings. We need to get these folks off the streets so that everybody in Western New York, everybody in Erie County, be it in the suburbs or the cities, can feel safe walking around their communities and can be confident that their kids are not going to OD on dangerous fentanyl that largely has been able to pour in to places like Buffalo, New York on the northern border from our southern poorest border. So it's all connected. But I believe that's why James Gardner is going to be a success this November.
And Michael Crocker led the Erie County Republicans at the National Convention in Milwaukee. And there was a mother of a boy who died of fentanyl who spoke. And people were in tears throughout the Milwaukee convention. Isn't that right?
It was a week that was filled with incredible energy and enthusiasm. But when that mother spoke, you could hear a pin drop in the arena. It was a very heart-wrenching situation to have to listen to, but I admire her courage and her bravery for being willing to stand up at that podium and tell her story, because we need to hear stories like that, because this is the face of what is happening when we have a wide-open border and we have politicians who refuse to prosecute criminals. There's a real-world impact to these policies, and we're seeing it every day, and I was so impressed of the courage of that woman to get up and tell that story.
Let's talk about another woman who spoke there, and she's been on Fox quite a bit. Mother of a Marine Corps veteran who was stabbed to death, I believe, on the New York City subway. He served our country with great distinction, comes back, and gets killed. What is the southern border allowed, letting people like that into the country, killing great patriots and veterans?
Well, it's just a terrible situation for our country. Under, I don't know, some sense of obligation, the Democrats feel we should just let anybody into our country who wants to come in. We have a border for a reason. We are not a nation without a strong border. We are a compassionate society, and we are a society of immigrants. You yourself are a descendant of Polish immigrants.
Yeah,
myself
came through Ellis Island.
German, Irish,
legally,
and Italians.
Legally.
People who entered this country legally and have been contributing for generations. But we can't just be letting folks in unvetted. Just recently in Endicott, New York, an individual was arrested by immigration officials who was wanted for the killing of 23 people in his home country.
And we blanket Endicott. I hope people are listening.
The murder of 23 people. And I had to listen, as many of us did last year, to politicians like Mark Poloncarz, like Monica Wallace, and like Kathy Hochul, who told us, don't worry, everything's fine. We've vetted these individuals. They're coming in. We know who they are. We're going to welcome them into our community. Well, here in Western New York, we saw women raped, women sexually assaulted, people physically assaulted by unvetted migrants who have exploited our loose immigration laws to enter this country. And until we stop and secure the border, there's going to be violent criminals coming in. There's going to be deadly drugs coming in that are going to destroy our country from within. We have to stop it. We need Donald Trump to secure our border, and he needs allies at every level of government who are going to support his pro-American public safety programs.
One of the worst situations that makes you want to cry is that mother of five in Maryland who was killed. A mother of five, just horrible without this vetting. Our guest today is a popular Erie County Republican Committee Chair, Michael A. Crocker. If you're listening in Cheektowaga, Montreal, or Manhattan, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14. 1-800-226-2226. A little more information about Michael Crocker. In addition to his role as chairman, he serves as senior advisor to Senate Republican leader, who's been on this program many times, Rob Ort. He previously led the Senate GOP statewide political operation. A rising star in the Republican Party, Michael Crocker. Let's talk more about the Trump policies. They seem to be very finite, disciplined, organized, where what we hear from the Democrats is joy and electricity. I believe that Trump had 1.5% inflation rate and $1.85 a gallon. Let's talk about Trump versus Harris.
Well, I think President Trump used a wise and old political expression of, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Let's go back to the Trump administration. Donald Trump got elected in 2016. He had our economy rocking. The stock market was doing well. Wages were up for every sector. Women, minorities were making more money, taking home more pay. Our border was secure. Inflation was under control. Our enemies around the globe were running scared from a president who was going to be an aggressive, assertive leader. And then Joe Biden got elected. And since then, inflation has gone through the roof. People can't afford to buy, you have to make a tough decision between gas and groceries. And certainly, you know, the ability to take your family out to dinner is going to cost people a king's ransom.
Yeah.
And to hear Kamala Harris on the stage at rallies saying she understands that things are going up, she recognizes that costs are through the roof. Where's her accountability? Instead of taking any responsibility, she wants to go after grocery stores for price gouging. The price gouging is coming from the White House. The policies that have led to the increase in costs of essential goods, and American families are hurting. You talk to them every day. If they ever got outside of their bubble, or Joe Biden ever left his basement, I think they would hear from people that real Americans are struggling. You've got rising credit card debt because people are not able to afford the basic necessities that they need to live. And everybody needs to understand that happened under the Biden-Harris administration. When President Trump was in the White House, wages were up, prices were down, people could afford to live. Then things changed. We need to go back to where we were under a Donald Trump presidency so our country can get back to being strong, safe, and secure.
Let's talk a little bit more about the border. We have about 4 minutes left on the Rusk Report. Kamala Harris was named border czar. I've seen the footage, Biden appointing her. Now we're talking about between 10.5 million to 20 million illegals coming into this country, many on the terrorist watch list. Where has she been on the border? She never even goes there.
Well, I think it's funny that that the national media recognized that she was appointed border czar by Joe Biden during the Biden administration. Now that she's the nominee of the Democratic Party and she's going to be their presidential candidate, the national media is covering saying, well, that was never true. She was never really the border czar.
I saw the footage.
Right. The reality is she was the border czar. She had one job. And how'd she do? Now we want to put this woman in charge of the entire federal government and make her the commander-in-chief and the leader of the free world. I think it would be nonsensical. Given the performance on the one responsibility she was given by Joe Biden, she has completely failed in that responsibility. She gets an F across the board. There's nobody who can tell you that the southern border is all as well. It's been a disaster, and that is her responsibility. We cannot continue to allow the southern border to be wide open. And this isn't just a Republican talking point. The mayor of New York City, Democratic Mayor Eric Adams, has said the migrant crisis is going to bankrupt the city of New York. Albany has sent $2.5 billion just this year to New York City after another $2.5 billion was sent the year prior. That's your tax dollars, my tax dollars, going to New York City, $5 billion in 2 years, to fund this migrant crisis. When is enough enough? We have to get serious about securing our border. And there's an individual running for president who isn't just talking about it. He's done it. And he'll do it again when he's president. And that is why on November 5th, we need the American people to reelect Donald Trump, send him back to the White House as our 47th president.
Let's talk a little bit more about Kathy Hochul. We're talking about 200,000 illegals in New York City. You mentioned $2.5 billion times two years. And where is her leadership? Is this just a water faucet that she just keeps running with New York State tax dollars going to these people where homeless veterans have been put out of hotels and illegals put into hotels? How bad is it?
Well, I think Kathy Hochul has her head buried in the sand on this topic. You know, during the peak of the migrant crisis when these folks were coming into New York and being sent from New York City all across upstate New York, she said that everything was fine, that Joe Biden's leadership on this topic was strong, that the Biden-Harris administration was getting the job done. It was counter to everything we were seeing with our own two eyes, even in places like Buffalo, New York. We couldn't be any further from the southern border, yet this crisis has reached our communities. Kathy Hochul isn't serious about demanding accountability from our leaders in Washington. She had the audacity to try to point the blame at House Republicans who have been talking about the border for 2 years and providing real solutions to repeal the Joe Biden, Kamala Harris executive orders that opened our border to these migrants. So I think Governor Hochul shares responsibility in the failings of the Biden-Harris administration. And I believe voters will elect Donald Trump this November, and that'll carry forward to 2026 when we elect a Republican governor here in New York for the first time since your friend George Pataki served in Albany.
Yeah, he's a great man. He was seated a month ago in the same seat Michael Crocker is sitting in, Governor George Pataki. I had the great pleasure of working for him for 12 years, a wonderful person. And we've got a very dynamic, spirited, highly principled Erie County Republican chairman with us today, Michael A. Crocker. Any thoughts or comments if you're listening in Depew, New York, or Toronto, or Northern Florida, please write to Brian Rusk, Bet 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. Thank you to Kevin Carr, Director of Production for the last 15 years, and thank you for enlightening us, Erie County Republican Chairman Michael A. Crocker. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.